Hello, this is
Hello.
Ty.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
Yes.
You are registered to vote? All right, perfect. So that'd be a yes, all right. So I know it's still like a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost
100%.
Certain to vote? 100%? All right,
yes.
Thank you. Would you mind sharing what year you were born in?
67.
1967, all right. So are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
All right, would that be like a household member or would that be you?
Spouse, household member.
All right, thank you. So do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, or multiracial,
white.
Or some other white? All right, thank you. So thinking about voting in the November elections, would you say that you personally are not too motivated to vote, extremely motivated to vote, very motivated to vote,
extremely
motivated to vote?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel like they've gotten off on the wrong track?
In Phoenix specifically, I think we could improve things. We've got some work to do, so I think it's a little bit on the wrong track.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a few names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards them, either using as, like, you feel very favorable feelings towards them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And the first one is Katie Hobbs.
Very unfavorable.
Anna Hernandez.
Very unfavorable.
Kate Gallego.
Kate, yeah. I don't think she likes being called Katie, but very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable, all right. Carlos Galindo Elvira.
Unfavorable.
Very?
Very unfavorable, sure.
All right. And what about Marcelino Quiñones?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. All right, thank you. So overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job that the Phoenix City Council is doing?
Very unfavorable.
All right. So now thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were being held today and the candidates were Donald Trump and Joe Biden, for who would you vote for?
Trump.
Trump. All right. Thank you. So if the elections for Phoenix City Council were being held today and the candidates from your area were Marcelino Quiñones, Michael Nowakowski, Anna Hernandez, Martin Bridgman, and Emilio Avila, for who would you vote for?
Name them again.
For sure. Marcelino Quiñones, Michael Nowakowski, Anna Hernandez.
Nowakowski, I think.
Nowakowski, all right, thank you.
Yeah.
So how certain are you that you would vote for him? Like very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
All right, thank you. Could you please tell me which one of these issues is the most important to you when deciding your vote for city council? And the list goes racial equity, jobs and economic development, public transportation, water quality and supply, climate change and excessive heat, street and road maintenance, crime, homelessness, or housing costs?
Crime.
Crime, all right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you just a few short statements about Marcelino Quiñones, and if you could please tell me if, based on these statements, if it's a very convincing reason to want to support him for Phoenix City Council, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing. And the statements go, Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work to... I'm sorry?
Keep going. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you. No worries. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents.
Not at all convincing.
The local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with local businesses, communities to attract more high-paying and union jobs.
Not at all convincing.
Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Levine.
I mean, I just don't believe that that's accurate, but not at all convincing. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, he hasn't done it before.
All right, thank you. No worries. So the last one is, Marcelino has been a champion of first-time homebuyers programs in the state Senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix. And he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the streets and into housing programs.
I mean, that would be wonderful if that were a real thing, but it's a fantasy.
All right, so would that be, like, a little convincing or not all convincing?
It's not at all convincing, no. I mean, I walk outside regularly. There's all kinds of homeless people everywhere. I mean, getting into a house is impossible in his district.
All right, thank you. So now it's, like, the same dynamic, but this time the statements are about Anna Hernandez. So the first one is, Anna Hernandez is a state senator and community activist on the city council. Anna will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply.
Not at all convincing.
Hernandez believes a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix.
She has no control over that topic. It's a state issue. So it's
not at all convincing.
I mean, you're talking about the city council. The city council has nothing to do with abortion, so it's not at all convincing.
All right.
I mean, that's just a joke. I mean, how would that be meaningful? It's just you're trying to pander for votes, which, I mean, you have no power over it. That's ridiculous.
All right.
Right?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the next one is, Anna believes that climate change poses a serious threat to Phoenix. She will work to help address the effects of climate change, including access to water for all Phoenix residents.
Yeah, that's not at all convincing because, I mean, is she going to keep people from coming here? I think we're having a lot more people come. They drink a lot more water. I mean, there's no real plan there.
All right, thank you. And last one is, Anna's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and a community-based public safety solution that address the root causes of crime.
Not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing. All right, thank you.
I mean, what was that guy? I mean, nobody thinks about the victim.
All right. So after hearing more information, elections for Phoenix City Council are being held today, and the candidates were only Anna Hernandez and Marcelino Quinones. For whom would you vote for?
I would probably write in a candidate.
All right. So you would vote for someone else then?
Yeah, someone else.
All right. Thank you. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Generally speaking, I think of myself as a Republican.
Republican, right, thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Right.
I mean, I don't lift as much weight as I should, but I would say I'm strong.
Understandable, thank you. So thinking in political terms, would you say that you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Conservative. Very or somewhat?
Yeah. Very.
Very, all right, thank you. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
Master's degree, all right. And do you currently own your home, rent your home? Are you living with friends or family?
I rent my home.
Rent? All right.
Yeah.
All right, no worries. Thank you. And just finally, strictly for, like, verification purposes, can I have your first name, please?
Ty.
T-Y?
T-Y. That's great.
Perfect. Thank you. Well, then this will conclude our survey, Ty. Thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.